Hidden is a show that helps to build and inspire our youth. This show highlights and finds solutions to the difficulties that teens and young adults face today. We will open the eyes of our youth and show them that the world is waiting for them to explore. Make sure that you are plugged in as we work together to find solutions to empower ourselves. The error of youth is to believe that intelligence is a substitute for experience, while the error of age is to believe experience is a substitute for intelligence. Ernest Hemingway quotes, get plugged in with Chelsea Francois every Wednesday of each month here on Freedom Train. Okay, hello everyone. I'm Chelsea Francois, your host, and I'm here with Brandon Garrett and Jonathan Castile. They are the creators of Vision Tools, and I'll let them explain more what Vision Tools is and how that came about.
Okay, well, this is Brandon Garrett, and I'm one of the co-founders of Vision Tools. And Vision Tools is a personal innovation company, and what that means is we provide products as well as provide coaching services to help people go from where they are to where it is that they want to be. And that could be in the form of individual one-on-one coachings. That could be in the form of a vision or creative consultation to help them further develop their ideas, or it could just be coming in and actually helping them manage existing projects to help them get from where they are to where they want to be.
Okay, thank you. And we actually have the intro track for Activation, which is one of the CDs, and we're going to let you guys listen to the intro.
This has been put together by a collection of believers.
By a collection of believers.
What do we believe in?
We believe in the spirit of excellence.
The spirit of excellence
that is within you.
We believe in the love.
The love and compassion
within you.
We believe in your power and your purpose.
We believe in your power and your purpose.
And the greatness
that is within you.
So when we speak to you,
know that we're speaking to the unlimited potential that is inside of you.
The unlimited potential that was with you, even in birth.
Even in birth.
The greatness within you. So with that said, we do not ask you, is there greatness within you?
We do not ask you, is there greatness within you?
We know there is greatness within you. So open your heart.
So open your heart.
Open your mind.
Open your mind.
And open your spirit.
And open your spirit.
To activate love.
Activate passion.
Activate strength.
Activate hope.
Activate focus.
Activate prosperity.
Activate healthy relationships.
Activate mental clarity.
Activate peace. Activate greatness. Activation, motivation, affirmations, confirmation.
Wow. I thought that was great. And I'm going to tell you guys how I first heard of Vision Tools. Miss Audrey Ori, who's been on the show a few times, she was a speaker last summer at this program called the College Reach Out Program at Florida State, and we had a listening party that she invited us to, and she was like, I'm going to have a listening party for you guys tomorrow. And then me, I was like, what, a listening party? I was so excited and ecstatic. Like, I came even overdressed. I was like, you're supposed to dress up for a listening party, and it's super hot, and I'm overdressed, and then she plays this, and I literally fell in love with it because I love the whole empowerment, the whole being the greater you. And then recently I came across you guys' Instagram again, and I was like, I thought it'd be a great idea to have you guys on the show and to speak to everyone about how Vision Tools became and what the goals are for Vision Tools and what even made you think of, hey, I'm going to put together a program or a track where people can come to get inspired.
Right. So this is Jonathan Castillo, second half of Vision Tools Founders. First off, for those of you who are listening to that for the first time, that's the introduction to an affirmation album that we created called Activation, a Soundtrack for Life. And you guys can look up the information for that on asoundtrackforlife.com. And basically what that was that was Brandon and I's attempt to
bring the power of affirmation, neuro-linguistic programming, and just really like self-empowerment to people in a way that we can relate to today, that's not boring, that's not reading humongous books, that's not with music that just kind of, it lacks inspiration for our generation. And so that was our attempt to bring that personal development, that empowerment to the people. It's something that you could listen to in private. It's something that is yours. I mean, every track has a different sound and a different feeling for whatever it is that you're trying to overcome at that point. So it's really almost like a self-coaching tool and a self-empowerment tool. And so one of the things that Brandon and I have always wanted to do when we started Vision Tools was always be different. That's why we call ourselves a personal innovation company. It's more than just development. It's just constantly changing, especially with the times now. You really have to be adaptable and be the better version of yourself. So we've always wanted to embody that just as a company and create products and through our services and motivational speaking, just be a representation of what that is, you know, to be innovative, to be empowering, to be great, you know. We continue to do that. We're already working on a second version of Activation, which will be called The Rebirth of a Dream. But before we launch that, we're going to relaunch Activation, a soundtrack for life. For those who haven't seen it, I think it's extremely powerful. We're going back to our roots, you know, pretty much with Vision Tools. And I think, you know, Brandon and I, we started organically. We've known each other for over 14 years now. We met in college, and we've always been really close. We considered ourselves brothers. And, you know, when we came together to do this, I mean, it was always for a good cause, you know. And a lot of it is really for us. Like, we just do things that we think will work for us and hope that, you know, people can relate and that it really makes a difference.
And I think the track not being boring and relatable is probably the most important thing to be able to reach out to kids our age, because with Miss Ori's listening party, if it was boring, she probably would not have gotten the reaction that she got from us. So I think, and my favorite track would be the one track, King. And I know when I had my sister listen to it, when I told her that was my favorite track, she was like, what? But you're a girl. But I thought that was my favorite track because I think out there for girls to feel like they are just empowered. It's like society says that women are the ones that are the only ones who go through low self-esteem or not feeling like they're loved. But King's was my favorite because I was like, this is targeted towards clearly men and boys, and I was like, this is a great track, and I thought this was my idea.
Exactly, and what King does, it doesn't, even though it's called King, it doesn't just speak to a man. It really speaks to that element of, like, royalty and, like, self-worth that we all have, you know, whether you're a man or a woman. You have, you know, that sense of royalty and that sense of self-worth that we all should have internally, you know, to be proud of ourselves, to carry ourselves with dignity, absolutely, and to carry ourselves with respect, and to be proud of that, and so other people see our value just as we see our own personal value.
Yeah, and personally, that's my favorite track, too. I mean, the horns, man. The horns come in, man. It takes
the beat definitely drops in King, so we... We wanted King to kind of like turn up a little bit, you know, not too much, but, you know, just we had to give him a little something in King, you know, just to King really carry on that energy that we wanted that track to really have.
Yeah.
And I think the music in the background is just awesome because I have a brother, and he's always like, my mom's like, why are you always listening to all these things that talk about, you know, bad words and guns and violence and stuff, and he's like, oh, I just listen to it for the beat. And I was like, well, you can listen to this because it has a nice beat too. And so I think having that beat is really an attention grabber for our generation, because I've listened to other guided meditations and it's like really sad. It's like piano playing, like the content is good, but it's like soft pianos playing, like it wants you to go to sleep evidently, you know. But I feel like this Activation is something that you can listen to on your way to school or work, and you're like ready and pumped for the day, and that's what I like most about it.
And Brandon and I think one thing that we always trying to do is cross the line. So, like, people who already get coaching or they're into personal development, they've already read all the, you know, Napoleon Hill books. They know who Tony Robbins mm-hmm. is. They know who these people are. They read the books, right? And people who are into affirmations, you know, the people who do yoga, people who meditate, mm-hmm. They know about it, and they don't need all of that, all that special magic, you know what I'm saying? Because they already believe mm-hmm. that it works, right? And so they already can train themselves, you know? And so we wanted to cross the lines and bring the knowledge, because we know that there's power in that stuff. We know how it works. We know the science behind it. And we wanted it to bring it into a community, into our generation and our community and our people that, you know, very easily cross over. You know, like you listen to the beat, it's familiar. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the tracks are dope. They don't all sound the same. We got, you know, the music is upbeat, it's slow, it's everything, you know. And it allows for you to really be captured by what, you know, kind of resonates within you, you know. And then, of course, the words are, like, awesome, you know, so they just kind of, like, go with it. But definitely to your point, like, I think as soon as Brandon and I started creating this, even when before we had the words and it was just the beats, like, we stopped listening to the radio. Like,
yeah.
It just, like, just could not listen to the radio. It just sounded like noise, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so definitely... it's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, and it's called activation for a reason. You know, it's not meditation. You know, even though there is a element of meditation built into it, we literally designed it because we wanted it to activate something that's already within the listener. So the whole concept behind the entire project is that there's already greatness within you. You know, we're not giving you greatness. We're trying to activate the greatness that's already within you. So that's why we wanted it to have those elements of that energy, but we also wanted it to have that powerful message that we're speaking directly to you, and all of the different contributors on the project are speaking directly to you to say, you are great. There is greatness within you. You are powerful. You know that, you know, you are capable of doing whatever it is that you want to do because what it takes is already within you. And we're telling you that, so we're not even asking. We're telling you that because we know it for sure, with certainty, and we want the listener to know it as well.
And I think that's a great message, not because a lot of us need to hear it. And with all that being said, what experiences affected who you are today, and what experiences made you say, this is something that I need to put out there into the world?
That's a good question.
And it really kind of started, I would say, it started as our individual personal path of just self-development and growth and trying to really learn who we are. And I'll speak for myself personally, just trying to learn who I was as a person. So I went through a phase where I was literally just curious about everything, you know, just really doing a lot of, you know, studying and reading and trying to develop different life experiences to figure out what was important to me. And I ran because I've always kind of played, you know, kind of both sides of the fence. You know, I'm young, you know, I like to go out, I like to have fun, I like to listen to all of the music that everybody else likes to listen to. I like to party and have fun. But at the same time, I know that there's a greater purpose for my life, and I know that I am put on this earth for a specific reason, and I also know that everybody is put on this earth for a specific reason, and I wanted to be a part of the solution of helping other people cross over and not just stay stuck in the party life and the having fun all the time, like really have fun, like doing, fulfilling your God-given purpose, like have fun doing that as well. Like, have fun changing the world, you know, have fun impacting the lives of the people that are around you for the better. Like, I want to, so we always, you know, whenever Jonathan and I are working on a new product or a new service or whenever we're preparing for a speaking engagement, we always kind of have this same conversation of, okay, how can we reach people who are not already attracted to this? How can we reach people who are not already looking for this type of thing? Because those are the people who need it the most, you know? And just like Jonathan just said, the people who are already reading all of these types of books and going to seminars and all of those things, those are people who are already tapped in, and they're kind of looking for that type of engagement. But the people who really need it the most are the people who just are not aware that it even exists. So our goal is always to be innovative and to be creative so we can bring in new people to experience the greatness that's within them.
Okay. Thank you. Jonathan, did you want to add on to any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree that Brent and I went through a, you know, just transformation. I mean, we understand that we're always learning, always growing. I know for me personally, like, I was working for the Army. I was working for the government in D.C., and on my 30th birthday, I decided, like, this is not necessarily how I wanted to use my talents for the rest of my life. So I started to get on the path of becoming a life coach, and now I'm a certified life coach, and I think it was just really important to, like, really put out products that were a reflection of what we were looking for ourselves, you know? And, I mean, at the time, like, Brandon and I were, you know, reading a lot of books, and we were always having all these discussions about, you know, music and just how, like, how basically a lot of our culture is mind control, you know, and
yeah.
how everything that you really want to do is really in your mind and how you see things and your perspectives. And, you know, I have a psychology background. I went to school for psychology. So, you know, Brandon and I would have all these discussions and like, we really believe like in the power of it. Like, it's not just a spiritual belief. It's not just a, man, I really, like, I feel it, you know, it's all of that, but it's like, it's just written in science and how our brain is wired, you know? And so we need to reprogram that, you know? And so I think this is like the perfect balance of just creating something that we enjoyed. I still believe that Brandon and I probably listened to this project more than anybody else, you know, because if anything, at the end of the day, we created something that we enjoy, like that we're proud of, that we listen to it. I listen to it still, and I'm like, damn, we did this? Like,
yeah.
like, this
yeah,
sounds
really
like
good.
Crazy that we actually did this. So it sounds so good. You know, like, even parts where I hear my own voice, it just doesn't even sound like to me like it's my own voice. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just so powerful even to myself, and we recorded it, you know? So at the end of the day, we know that it worked for us, and so we just hope that other people, you know, can connect with it as well, like that.
And when you were talking about today's music and you were saying that eventually when you turned on the radio, it just sounded like noise and how everything is off mind control. And with that being said, what would you say is society's biggest struggle when it comes to the youth, of course, today? And is like, what would you say would be the solution to us and the whole bound by whatever we hear by the radio. Like, if we hear we're going to shoot everybody with purple shirts and it's in a song, I feel like we would do it. And, like, with the whole mind control thing, like, what do you say would be the biggest struggle through that?
Yeah. I would say the energy of the solution is coming. So when I was in high school, I mean, not everybody even had a cell phone. Right, I think some people had beepers. I mean, those are the first like little flip cell phones were coming out, and I'm not even all that old. I'm 32 years old, right? But with this generation now, like my little sister's 13 years old, and she's had a cell phone now for like 2 years, you know, and it's just becoming normal, like to be so connected, right? And with that connectivity, you get the good and the bad. So like when we were growing up, it was like, oh, be careful what your children watch on TV, right? Now it's like you guys have access to so much content, right? And for the most part, people, just like in the real world, and social media is just a representation of what's actually out there in the real world, you know, people are not responsible for the content they put out, right? So personally, we have to be responsible for the information we take in, you know, and that is the beginning of the solution there. Like, you can't fall into the gaps and just do what everybody else is doing, and because you're just going to fall into the masses, right? I've learned so much off of social media and just the internet and everything in the last 2 years, and I have in a long time, because there's so much information accessible, but I'm choosing what information I want to let in, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think just personal responsibility, so I teach an entrepreneurship summer academy, and one of the things that I had to really, really push was that, just that cultural leadership, right? So, like, our parents' generation, they had their leaders, right? And in my generation, we got our leaders, and your generation has your leaders, right? And which one of you guys are going to police yourselves up? Like, which one of you guys are going to stand up and be the leaders and just put that content that's important out there, right? Those who are looking for it. And not everyone is going to convert, you know, but we got to continue to, you know, be light bearers and make sure that we're personally responsible for the content that we put out. You know?
Yeah. So. And I think being so connected does have its pros and its cons, because you can use your, like, you know, because I feel like everyone does that 20 minutes before bed scroll, and then the 20 minutes in the morning scroll when you wake up or before you go to sleep. You're on your phone for 20 minutes. But it's up to you to choose, am I going to fill my head with things that are not going to help me become greater, or am I going to watch a video about entrepreneurship? Am I going to watch a video about technology that can actually help me make a difference?
Yeah.
And with the whole leader thing, I feel like we see that leader. And it's sad to say, but I can see my generation.
You're going out.
We choose people like insane rappers. We choose people like Kodak Black, who literally calls us jigaboo in his song, and we think it's okay. And I'm like, do we not... Like, do you guys not hear what he's calling us? Like it's okay. Like, that's just a normal term. Like, they did not call us that in slavery. Like, we can just walk around, call each other jigaboos. Like, we choose our leaders, and sadly, I don't think we're making the right choices right now.
Yeah.
And I think although that is still happening, you know, and there are, we definitely have a lot of room for growth in our music. I do also see a certain, like, awakening, because it's like, things that were once ignored are can't be ignored anymore. So you see overall social consciousness, you know, starting to become more prevalent, you know, where people are starting to speak out more and wanting to deliver more than just that type of pointless, how many cars do you have and how many women do you have and how much money do you have. Like, I think that they're becoming more of the outsiders than the insiders. So I think the more that individuals like us, you know, really start to demand something that's worth listening to, then that's where it starts, because they're just supplying what's being demanded. So what we have to do is take control of the demand and start to demand quality and start to treat the other less quality stuff just like it is. It's garbage, you know, so... If we don't demand garbage, then garbage will stop being delivered to us. Right. So, you know, it starts with us, and once the demand is not there, they have no choice. They either change their content or they find a new line of work, you know?
I agree.
And I do agree with you when you say that things that were once ignored are not being so ignored now, because especially with the whole... Like, we can't even not speak about it. The whole Black Lives Matter movement and all those things. I was just saying how I was watching old videos, and Tupac would be talking about how they are trying to kill us, being police officers. And I never knew what he was talking about until I was just a little bit older and more aware of what was going on, like seeing what these great leaders in the past were talking about. And these things have always happened, but now they're not being as ignored. So that goes back to being connected is not always a bad thing, but it does have its pros and cons.
And that's exactly what I meant with, you know, that this whole, like, awakening, like, I feel like it's directly linked to our accessibility and you know, social networking, like just the ability to connect with hundreds and thousands of people, like instantly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing. Another thing that, like, I believe is when we talk about leadership, right, bringing it back to, like, leadership, leadership can be defined in one word, and it's influence, right? Mm-hmm. So there are people who are being leaders, like, leader is not necessarily, you think leader, and I ask you, oh, what are the characteristics of a leader? People like to describe a good leader.
Yeah.
there's like, oh, a leader is someone who helps people out and they understand everybody. That's, and I'm like, is that leader or is that a good leader, right?
Well, yeah.
Leadership can be defined by influence. So if you're doing something bad and people are doing and people want to do what you're doing and they follow you, you're a leader. You have influence. Mm-hmm. Right? Gang members have influence. Rappers have influence. You're good mm-hmm. rappers, you're bad rappers, but they can rap lyrically well or not. You know, like, they mm-hmm. have influence, you know, and we just have to be mindful of you know, the influence that is affecting us and the influence that we have. Like, we have more influence than we believe, right?
Yeah.
So when we don't say anything or we don't do anything about something, then those people who are weaker than us are going to do that too. So you just have to be really mindful of that.
Yeah, because people are always watching. And when we think, we were speaking once about leadership and what is a leader, and one person in the class actually said Adolf Hitler was a leader. And then at first I was like, what are you talking about? But then when I thought about it again, I was like, well, he was a leader because he got all of these people to believe that this one race was not okay, that all these different races were not okay. We all had blue-eyed, blonde hair. Okay, and then I was like, I understand where the whole leadership comes in. It's not about, it is about influence. Like, it doesn't matter if you get people to walk around all in red shirts. Like, it's the fact that you got them to do it. Your influence was so impactful that they actually listened to what you were saying.
Right.
Right. And that's what we have to do. We have to be able to learn from that, even though he's definitely not a leader that I would advise anybody to emulate his reasoning for doing it, but his methods for articulating his message and communicating his message and reaching people to the point that they really understood what he was saying and would follow him, we can take those same types of principles and push them in a more positive direction to really move our people forward and move everybody forward and just move our ideas forward, move our lives forward, you know, overall. So I think it's definitely something to gain even from those negative examples in history.
And being that you guys are leaders, if you could give someone one piece of advice from all of what you've been through and how you came up with Vision Tools, what would it be and why?
I'm a huge firm believer of being who you are, following who that is, right? If you have a gut feeling for something, I believe in following that. And I think that everyone has an art. And whatever that art is, I believe that people need to do it and do it fearlessly and live our lives. Like, we're not going to be here forever. We're here to learn, grow, we're here to share. We're here to make things better, and at the end of the day, we're here to be happy, you know, and just enjoy this physical living life. So whatever that thing is, do it fearlessly before you get old, before it doesn't matter, and before you lose that passion that you have in your heart, you know, so do it. Just do it now.
Yeah, and my advice is kind of similar, but I just phrase it, and I always get the same advice whenever I get this type of question is, to really just enjoy the process, you know, because, and what that means is a lot of times we get caught up in just the goals that we have and we get caught up in everything that's dedicated towards our future, and we forget to really just appreciate everything that's around us, like, right now. And sometimes we go through life always going towards our goals, which are often the future, but we miss out on just the pleasure and the beauty of really being in the present and enjoying life and being happy and kind of experiencing right now you know, because you don't have to all you don't have to be miserable now in order to be happy in the future. Like, you can be happy now and be happy in the future. So I always remind people that, especially people who are very ambitious and people who are very goal-driven, to enjoy the process, because once you accomplish that goal, as long as you're alive, you're going to have additional goals. So you're always going to be working towards something, but you don't want to always be sacrificing the happiness of today for the potential happiness of tomorrow. Be happy today while you're working towards your dreams, and be happy tomorrow as well.
I completely agree with everything. I completely agree with living in the now, because I just recently graduated high school, and I feel like I completely rushed through high school, because since ninth grade, I was like, man, I can't wait to get out of here. And it was literally like the second day of ninth grade. And then when I finished high school, I was like, well, what did I actually do? Because since ninth grade, I was like, I'm going to become SGA president. I'm going to be part of this and that and that. And then looking at those goals, I forgot to enjoy 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, because everything I pushed towards my senior year, I was like, I'm going to do this, 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 and that. So that's probably the best advice, and if only I would have heard it maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that would have been great.
The good part is that you're still young, and there's still a lot of different chapters and phases in life that you're going to go through, and there's still a lot of goals that you have, and so you're hitting it now. Just that's something that we're always working towards. You know, I give people that advice, but I also give that advice to myself, you know, because it's something that we should all just try to hold on to, is to understand that, you know, life is very precious, and we should all really understand that, especially in the times that we're living in today, that it's not guaranteed that we will even be here tomorrow. So
Right. Let's
really make an impact today, not just on other people, but also on ourselves and our own personal happiness.
Okay, with your advice on living for today, what would you say, how would you measure success? Like, if we're living for today, how would you measure success? Like, how would you wake up and say, now I feel as though I'm successful?
To me, I measure, and success is going to be different for everybody, but I measure success off of the positive, the feeling of growth that I have internally, and then the feeling that I'm really adding value to the people who I really love the most. So when I can feel, when I feel like, you know, my family, and when I see my family happy, and when I see my friends happy, and I also feel happy, and I'm doing what I want to do, whether it's, you know, not necessarily just career wise, but just in general, just that I'm able, that I, when I'm really experiencing life, you know, I'm trying new things, you know, I feel like I'm growing, and that feeling of constant growth is what makes me feel like I'm successfully living my life. Even if I haven't accomplished every single goal, every single dream that I've ever had, that's not the point. If I'm still growing, then I still feel like that's possible. So to me, I measure success, my personal success, whether or not I'm growing, and that's why I'm always looking to try new things, do new things, meet new people, go new places, you know, have fun with new people. You know, that to me, that's success, you know, really experiencing life to the fullest.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just going back to, like, what I was saying earlier, just really doing what's in your heart, like, and just not allowing anything to put into you that feeling of doing it later, or you're not good enough, or
yeah.
You know, my thing is really just is about fearlessness. You know, my solo track on the album is called Fearless. Like, it, I think that there's power and joy and happiness and fulfillment, and that sense of success is going to come when something comes into your heart and you just do it, right? You don't worry about it being perfect. You don't worry about what other people are going to say. You literally do what's in your heart. Like, that is what's in there, those visions, those feelings, those dreams. Like, they're so unique to you, and they need to be out there in the world. And for you to not put them out there is selfish. You know, it's selfish for you to keep those things to yourself when there's so much, like the world needs so much of that. So, you know, going along with what Brandon is saying, like just constantly growing and constantly seeing what those fears are and testing them and pushing the limits and just being yourself, like striving every day to be more and more of you, of who you are, and not being afraid to be who you are. And that to me is like success. Like when I know that I'm following my heart, when I know that everything I'm doing is because I really want to do it like that, and when I know that I'm taking the time to learn who I am and I'm being who I am, and I'm not being fake and I'm not doing things because someone else wants me to do it, this is what I really want to do, I know that I'm being successful.
Okay. And with activation's purpose being that, well, the message of activation being that everyone has a purpose and that it's already in them to fulfill that purpose, what would you guys say is your purpose if you found it?
My purpose is helping people find their purpose. I'm really, like, I get excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I get excited by my own ideas, but I think I get even more excited when I'm helping someone else develop their ideas. When I'm helping someone else, when I'm working with someone and they don't necessarily believe in themselves, and I can tell that throughout the process they're starting to realize that it is possible for them to do what it is that they want to do, mm-hmm. and I start to see them become more confident and become more assured and become more solid in their beliefs. To me, that like really feeds my spirit. And I really feel like it's my purpose to really help other people realize their greatness, and I can do that in many different ways. It doesn't just have to, even if it's not through vision tools, even if it's through a personal conversation with a complete mm-hmm. stranger, or if I decided to go into corporate America, or if I decided to start a nonprofit, I would still, at my core, be focused and passionate about just really helping people realize that they are here for a reason, and it's something powerful within them, and that they should really pursue their passions, and they should really, really act on their goals and their dreams. And I feel like it's my purpose in life to do that, and that's what makes me happy. That's what makes me feel fulfilled. That's what I get excited about, and basically everything that I do somehow revolves around that general concept or idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I really believe that God put me in here to on this earth to connect people to the truth. I think that mm-hmm. whether you're very religious, a lot of people are religious but not spiritual. A lot of spiritual people don't have any type of religion or discipline. I believe that there's a balance in everything, and I see things so different, and I believe that God brought me here to understand so many different areas of life, so many different types of people, but that somehow we are all connected. I don't believe in anything that divides us, so a lot of times, like, I can easily switch sides in a conversation because there's truth on both sides. And I really believe that God has put me on this earth to just be the bearer of what that truth is and just get everyone to think on a higher level, like just thinking. It's not enough to just, if you're religious, to just go to church every Sunday, you know, or even every Sunday and Wednesday, if in your heart you are not connected to the other people around you, whether they're in your religion mm-hmm. or not, you know. And I just use religion because it's easier for people to understand, you know. But in everything that we do, we just believe that it's supposed to be like that. And at the end of the day, if what you believe causes division amongst people, then it's not the absolute truth. You know, if you look at all walks of life, and if you look at really what God has taught to us about, it's about loving each other and loving people. And if what we're doing and if the way we're thinking is not trying to bring us together, if it's not out of love and it's not for the purpose of being happy, then it's not the truth. Like, no matter what people say, it's not the truth, you know. If people tell you that you need to work on this career and you need to make all this money and you need to have this family and all these things, and these things don't make you happy, and you do not feel like you're actually living in your purpose and you're doing something that matters to other people, it's not true, you know? It's not true. And so I'm just here really, I believe, to just bring people to the truth and just have people really think on a higher level, no matter what area we're talking about.
Yeah, and in you saying that, it reminded me of a conference that I went to, and the instructor asked, what is your purpose and what is your passion? And I was like, when it came to me, I was like, of course, because I was being different, I was like, I didn't know there was a difference, because I was like, if it's your purpose, then naturally I figured you'd be passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not being completely in something. It reminds me of how I used to say I want to be a lawyer, just because that's what everyone wanted to hear, that, oh, she wants to be a lawyer. No one wants to hear, oh, she just wants to be, you know, a journalist or in front of someone's TV talking about people's business, because that's what my family initially thought journalism was. So there is, I feel like, a very small line, but there is a line between your passion and your purpose.
Your passion and your the beautiful thing about the passion and purpose is they're connected, you know. Brad and I know me personally, like, we hear people say all the time, like, yeah, I don't know what my purpose is, right? And a lot of that is because they don't live their lives passionately, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about, it's not about finding your one passion or your one purpose, right? It's about living life passionately, like doing everything because that's what you want to do. That's why I stress that. That's why I stress being who you are. If you want to paint, if you feel that that's in you, it's in your spirit, you want to put color on a canvas, you need to do it. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter who sees it. It doesn't matter if you sell the painting, you want to call it. It doesn't matter if you create an artist Instagram page. Now, none of that stuff matters. If it's in your heart to put paint on a canvas, you need to do that. That's living your life passionately. And when you do things passionately all the time, you're more in tune to what your purpose is. It's so much clearer. It's like a language that only you can speak and only you can understand. You know, so as we start to get to adults, we kind of lose that. Like, that we lose that second language. We no longer know what it is. We can't even make decisions anymore without thinking about them anymore. You know, it's like, hey, do you want to work at this job? I could get you a job over here. I don't know. Like, how much does it get paid? Or, like, after I tell you the job, you should be like, oh, I don't know. That doesn't sound like anything I want to do. You know, like, it should be more quick. Have you ever asked a kid, like, what do they want to eat? You ever asked, like, a 7-year-old, like, hey, what do you want to eat? Pizza. You know? Oh, where do you want to go? Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I mean, literally, like, you don't even finish the sentence, and they already can tell you, right? I want to go outside. I want to play a video game, like, whatever that is. Like, it's so quick. They know exactly what it is. And as we get older, we can't hear that voice anymore. And so finding your purpose and finding your passion is just living passionately, like doing everything because you want to do it and because it comes from your spirit. When you do that, you will hear when your purpose is coming around. And the beautiful thing about the way God designed us to be is that whatever you're passionate about, it's more than likely your purpose. So that's just a great thing. You know, if you could really, really, really sing, but you don't like to sing, then other people may think that singing is your purpose, but it may not be, because that's not something you like to do. You just know how to do it very well. But if there is something that you really like to do, and even if you can't do it very well, I'm pretty sure that's going in the direction of your purpose, because it's something that you actually like to do.
Agreed.
Yep. So,
and I wanted to know, what do you guys have coming up, and how can myself and the listeners keep in contact with you to keep up with all those things?
Say that again. Well, we have, like Jonathan mentioned before, we're working on the next version of Activation, which is going to be called Activation, the Rebirth of a Dream. So that's in the pipeline. We're also going to be relaunching Activation, the Soundtrack for Life. So we're going to be relaunching Activation, the Soundtrack for Life, you know, towards the end of the year, towards the fall. So that's in the pipeline. We also have, we've been doing speaking engagements. And Jonathan is working with a program teaching students business modeling and entrepreneurship. So that's something that's been ongoing throughout the summer as well. And we're doing the same thing that we encourage other people to do. We're trying new things. We're experiencing life. We're out having fun. We're spending time with our families as well. So, you know, it's not all business with us. We definitely like to have fun and have a good time. And we're basically just trying to practice what we preach.
Yeah. Okay, and how, like, what is your Facebook and Vision Tools Instagram so everyone can keep up?
Our Instagram is at Vision Tools. Our personal Instagram is mine is at Capitan06. That's CAPITAN06.
And you can find me on Instagram. It's I am Brandon Garrett, and like you said, it's at Vision Tools. If you want to follow our Vision Tools, and you can follow us online. You can check us out at www.myvisiontools.com.
And thank you guys for being on the show. It was definitely a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was really, really good speaking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Always remember that you will become successful, you are intelligent, and you will rise above. Thank you for listening to Plugged In with Chelsea Francois.
Awesome.